God's glory manifest. God's glory manifest. This is my word for your hearts today, to encourage you. God wants His glory to be manifest in your life. Oh, I can totally prove that by the John 17 prayer of Jesus. Jesus prayed to the Father that the glory He gave Him would be in us. And this glory, this precious glory, would enable oneness with Him and Holy Father. And this precious glory would have Jesus shine in and through our lives and help in the revival, help in people coming to Jesus. They'd see us being so much like Christ. Oh, precious ones, God wants His glory to be manifest in your life and mine. And what is this glory? Well, the Word of God says it is the Kabod of God, even the Shekinah glory. And it says that it is in Strong's Concordance. It is substantial, heavy, glory, honor, splendor, power, wealth, authority, magnificence, fame, dignity, riches, excellency. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is for you and me. Kabod, the glory of God. It's not only His honor, renown, and majesty, but His visible splendor that is one day will fill the earth and is to be in you and me. Jesus prayed it. If you've never prayed the John 17 prayer, I encourage you to pray it. And let me tell you some more wonderful blessings I know about God's glory being manifest. I pray this often, especially in trying times. Say I'm walking in the corridor of a hospital to visit someone and be there for a reason, and I'll claim Zechariah 2 verse 5, which says that the Lord God Almighty will be the glory in the midst of us and a wall of fire around us, a wall of fire around us. You know what that wall of fire around does? It burns off evil. Not doesn't harm us a bit, just like the burning bush didn't harm the bush. Hebrews 12 verse 29. It says, God is a consuming fire. Yes, He is. Just like He's the one that sent fire from heaven in the days of Moses. And so, dear ones, God wants to be the glory in the midst of you and even a wall of fire around you. In Colossians 3, 1-4, I love these words. I set my heart to memorize them, and they're so good. It says, if you be risen with Christ, which we are by faith, Christians, if you be risen with Christ, where He sits at the right hand of God, seek those things which are above. Set your affections on things above. For you are dead. Your life is hid with Christ and Holy Father. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, you appear with Him in glory. Glory. That's what God wants for you and me. Oh, Father, let your glory fall. Your glory that enables oneness. Your glory that Jesus prayed would be in us believers. Oh, Lord, let your glory fall upon me and the dear viewers right now, these precious ones in Radioland. Your glory fall. We agree in Jesus' holy name. Amen.